Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
Mommy, Daddy. Hi, guys. They are here.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good morning. They are here with their My Marriage Matters segment. Very exciting. I feel like I haven't seen you since like yesterday. How are you?
Yeah.
Long time. So give us a quick review on what's been happening the last 3 weeks here on the My Marriage Matters segment.
Okay, well, we did the past 3 weeks, we talked about the goals of arguing and fighting, which is really just to understand rather than to try to win, and to really lovingly confront and own up to your own part in it. Mm-hmm. Then we talked about approaching confrontation lovingly, and then just really how to do it carefully and how to stick to one topic. And then also seeking and granting forgiveness. And all three of those can be found at our website if you go into the My Marriage Matters tab. But this week we wanted to talk about abuse. I don't think we've really touched on this topic very deeply. And I know in the few minutes that we have, we won't get to do the topic as much justice as it would really deserve. But I hope that we'll be able to kind of hit a couple of the highlights that people will be able to take something away from today and get some help or at least have some clarity as to what's happening in their marriage or other marriages.
Sure, that sounds good. So what there's a different kinds of abuse, certainly emotional, yes, physical. So how are we going to approach that?
Very good. Well, we need to keep in mind that just because someone is not being physically hit doesn't mean that they're not being abused. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, goes both ways. I just want to start with saying that not just husband abusing wives, but we have seen many, many times the wife abusing the husband, mm-hmm, both physically and mentally. Now, Cindy will be sharing with you some statistics regarding abuse in general. But what I'm going to do is just share with you some warning signs of an abusive relationship in general. Okay. And it's been interesting to really review this myself because there really is a pattern here. And there is actually progress, a process here, a progress in this abusive relationship. And so I'm just going to start with number one, basically being jealousy. Let's make it extreme jealousy. For example, the one spouse doesn't like it when the other spouse is getting positive attention or affirmation from other people, whether that's friends, family, church people, work fellow employees. And many times this extreme jealousy is a manifestation really of a high degree of jealousy. Hmm. But this oftentimes will lead to having unrealistic expectations and demanding absolute conformance to one's opinions and thoughts.
Sure.
And then that oftentimes will just lead to isolation. I don't know if you ever heard this or not, but this involves one spouse demanding of the other spouse to stay away from their family and their close friends.
Oh.
And when that restricting spouse is challenged on this topic, and that always does happen eventually, this will lead to that restricting spouse never taking responsibility for their actions. And let me give you an example on that one. These people have this uncanny ability to turn things around and blame you for the way things are. They have this ability to, if you will, turn things around so that they look like they are the victim in this situation. And that will lead to verbal abuse. And this oftentimes will be saying things like, you're an idiot, you're stupid,
sure,
you know, constant chronic degrading or put downs or swearing taking place. Now, keep in mind, I'm not referring to just a one-time occurrence here. But true verbal abuse, it goes on all of the time. When you have all of these things going on, what I just mentioned here, then you have the next step, which is manipulation, takes place. And this often involves either active manipulation or passive manipulation. And we'll talk about the active manipulation or physical abuse in just a minute here. But I want to talk about the passive manipulation, because primarily this comes in the form of indifference towards spouse. And actually, you know, the opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. And let me just give you a few examples of what indifference looks like in a marriage relationship. Indifference says, I don't care enough about you to give you my time, to give you my energy or my resources to show interest or care or love towards you. Indifference says you're not a person to love, but rather an object to abuse and to use. And I can go on and on, but the one here I want to share with you is that indifference says you exist for my benefit. And when you don't please me anymore or benefit me anymore, you are replaceable. You are disposable. And so you can see the progress here that takes place in a relationship like this.
Definitely.
Well, this is really interesting because when I look back at a couple of, and actually we've met with numerous people who fall into this abuse category. But as Joe was finishing up what he was talking about in terms of the signs of emotional abuse, I just want to give an example. And this was someone that we sat with. We had gone to a place where we could have a private meal together. And the couple wanted to meet with us, and she wanted to share. He did too, kind of where they were. And it was definitely an abusive marriage. I would say she sat there for 45 minutes while her dinner got cold, and she went through and talked about how he humiliated her, how he embarrassed her, how she was abused in terms of being insulted. And in fact, just as a side note, 87% of abusers will insult not only their spouse, but also family members and friends. Mm. And 62% of abusers will often make their victim, if you will, do something that's really humiliating or embarrassing. So as this woman was sharing with us for this 45 minutes, she went on to say how her husband would curse at her, call her names, put her down, and the list went on and on. I would say 40 to 45 minutes. He continued eating, totally disregarding almost the pain that this woman was experiencing and sharing and crying. And at the end of it, when she was finished, we let her just have her time. When she was finished, I thanked her for what she said, and I looked at him, and I said, so I just need to ask you, was anything that she said, was it embellished in any way? Did she make something up? Is there anything you want to defend? Is there anything that she lied about? And he just looked at me stone-faced, and he said, all of that is true.
Wow.
Now, I will say we have never been with a couple who has ever done that. So my response to him, well, as I'm getting older,
let's
just say I don't usually hold my tongue when there is something to be said. And so I said to him, you know what, there is, because of what you just said, that you have done that, I believe there's hope in your marriage because you've identified, yes, that you've done it. You've obviously owned your part to it. I said, but you need a lot of help, and the two of you are going to need counseling. And the second thing I would say to you is this, you are a jerk. And if you continue to do to her what you are doing, I will fully support her in divorcing you because you are abandoning her and you are betraying her from the vows that you made to her.
So, Mom, how do you really feel about this?
Would you like to know?
Yeah, really. So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts to people that say that's not biblical divorce? Because I've heard that.
Well,
even within the church, I've heard that.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's even worse in the church because what I see happening is people asking the wife most prevalently, are you meeting your husband's needs? And that is often meant in the sexual relationship area of their marriage. And I do think that's an important area. Please don't get me wrong on that. But that is not the cure-all for someone who is abusing their wife, because often in the bedroom is another place that abuse is happening and being humiliated and sometimes often asked to do things that they're not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So I would just, and that becomes the physical part of this abuse. So to answer your question, Janelle, which is an excellent question, I would say I would have every person read the book by Leslie Vernick. And there's two books, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship, which I think everybody could read. But the other book, which sadly, both of these are bestsellers. The other one is called The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. And I think that betrayal goes beyond just the sexual betrayal of an affair. And so we don't have time to get into all of that, but I'll tell you what, probably a lot of this kind of thinking that a woman should put up with this, I think is just wrong. I don't believe that God ever would ask any of us to take that kind of humiliation or abuse. And every situation is different. I would not say, hey, just because your spouse, you know, got mad at you and called you a name once, that you should divorce them. Mm-hmm. This is deep. This is deeper than Joe and Cindy are able to do because we are not counselors.
Sure. Well, it is 7:29. Time sure does fly. But if people want to connect with you, if they're thinking, you know, this is something I'm dealing with and this is something I'm struggling with, how can they connect with you guys and where should they go?
Well, I would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters and Like It, and then on Facebook. And then every morning at 9 o'clock, they'll get just a little something to talk about in their marriage, some action to take in their marriage. And we try to make it fun. We try to make it a learning time. Mm-hmm. And I think also, if they have a question, this may stir some people to ask some questions. They are more than welcome to come to our website, and there's a place you can email us, and that comes directly to us, and that is joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com. And I feel like, people need, the main thing here is we want people to be safe, because when you're in an abusive marriage, you're often not safe. And Leslie Vernick in her book covers all that. I'll be sure to put that on My Marriage Matters so that people will see that.
Wonderful. And Kelly's getting that up on the Brian and Janelle Facebook page. So thanks so much being with us, you guys. We appreciate you guys. And a happy post Father's Day, Dad. Love you.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us get to share this heavy topic.
Absolutely. Thank you.